The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello. And welcome back to 20 whatever.
We're back. I'm blonde.
Yeah, you are. Are you legally blonde?
I am legally blonde. Listen, I did have my Elle Woods moment and it was cute. It was cute. I bleached the brows. Burned my skin off, so that was cool.
I know. I actually kind of want to hear a little bit. Can you give us a little bit of how the bleaching went?
So I have bleached my hair before.
Right.
And I did it myself and it was fine and it was great. And I've also gone to get it bleached professionally. I recommend that. But listen, we don't all have time for that sometimes. So you just got to do it by yourself. DIY. So me and my friend, we were just in her bathroom and I was doing it. And she was doing her eyebrows. I was just going to do my head. And then I was like, I should do my eyebrows too. YOLO, who cares? It's literally just hair. If I hate it, I can dye it back or whatever. Shave the eyebrows entirely off. Who cares? I did it and I left it on and then it was tingling, but not so bad. And then I took it off and they were just really yellow. What's that? Just
brassy.
Brassy. Mm.
Yeah.
They were brassy. And I was this is not what I want. And I did toner and it didn't really lift enough. So the next day I did it again, left it on for a little bit longer. That stung a bit.
Wait, did it sting immediately after you put it on that
no.
second time? Okay.
No, it was after I would let it sit there, it was tingly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Took it off, whatever, but I got the color I wanted, so I was period. The next day, I'm putting makeup on and I'm scabbed. Underneath my actual brow. Yeah, and I was I didn't even know that I burned myself. Yeah.
Burnt your face.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But it's giving.
But they look good.
But it's giving looks. So.
I hate to say it, but I feel the brows do take it to the next level.
I agree.
And with the brows, it gives model, influencer, LA. With just the hair, it's you dyed your hair a new color.
Right.
But with the brows, it's this is a whole new look.
Yes.
It's a whole new Ryan.
Yes. I forgot that I dyed my eyebrows, I bleached my eyebrows all the time. As soon as I would see a mirror, I'd be like, oh, I forgot I look like that. Oh, yep. Oh. I forgot I did that thing because I kept forgetting, obviously. And I'm used to it now. I like it now. I might go back to regular brows. I definitely want to keep the bleach hair because I think I want to do some fun colors coming up. So.
And the bleach is a good base to start with, right? Because then you can dye it pretty much whatever color.
Yeah. So what I would have to do if I wanted to keep it short, because obviously it's growing out and it obviously grows out black because my hair is black. So if I want to continue to have short blonde hair, I have to bleach first and then shave it. Because also realize if I shave it, I will have little tiny open sores and putting bleach on it will just burn, actually burn. So note for all of you, dye your hair, then shave it. And it'll still be blonde or whatever you want it to be because you can't put the chemicals on your head like that. Anyways.
Yeah. Before you get, because I know you're going to keep the hair and go back to the brows. But before you do that, I feel you have to have some sort of photo shoot, editorial. Yes. I need to see high fashion. Mm, yeah. And maybe it's just your from your shoulders up and you're just giving face. It's just giving your a beauty campaign.
Yeah.
Ooh,
okay.
Something like that.
It's also giving maybe like a strapless top, like just like skin and like face.
Yes, exactly. And that is what's going to go in your portfolio for your new print agent that I'm sending off to everywhere.
You should reach out to Tony because he does such amazing like portrait photography.
Right.
And I bet you could do a session with him in LA of like just face. Oh my God,
you're so right.
You're so right. Wow.
Okay.
Can't wait to see that.
Yeah. Yes, I will tag 20 whatever so all of you guys can see it too.
Well, before we fully get into the topic for this episode, I just want to remind you guys, we are trying to reach 100,000 subscribers. That is our goal. We want that plaque.
Yes.
We're going to clear a space for it on the wall when the time comes. And you can make that happen. Just click that subscribe button. Turn the notifications on. You can also stream on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you want. We're everywhere. Can't get rid of us.
Oh, let's do a group chat submission.
Yes.
My favorite segment of all.
Which, if you want to be part of the group chat, you can text us. Numbers right here.
So this is from Elizabeth. Hey, ladies, I want to say something funny without feeling like a complete freak. LMAO. Big mood. How do I start? I'm a fan. I listen to the pod and watch the YouTube videos while washing dishes, cleaning the house, whatever. Aww. Anyway, when my husband is home, he overhears the podcast and then I'll catch him standing behind me watching and giggling along. She says, anyways, when I'm scrolling through Instagram, he'll glance over and he'll be like, hey, what's your friend up to? Meaning Sierra, Ryan, or P. And I die. It makes me feel like a high-key stalker, even though I know it's not me. It's him. She goes, haha, I love you guys so much. I guess we're friends, even though you don't know who I am. By the way, did you know Kenny Ortega did Dirty Dancing? I did know that. An iconic movie.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
Kenny.
Of course he did.
Of course that
was. What has he not touched? Honestly,
that is literally gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh, wow. Sorry. Anyways, that's her all-time fave, she also says.
Aww.
Elizabeth from California and Austin, my fan of a husband.
Well, okay. Elizabeth said, even though we don't know who she is, and now we do.
And now we do.
So Elizabeth. We're officially friends. And Austin. You can be
and
a part of it
yes,
too.
Yes. Isn't that iconic about Kenny Ortega?
Yes.
I don't want to say speaking of Kenny Ortega.
Wait, we need to talk about your brush with fame.
Okay. So Kenny Ortega posted, I don't even know what he posted. It doesn't even matter. I don't even, it doesn't even matter. I always just like comment. I'll just be like,
love you.
So cool. Like a mom, you know, when they're like, this is awesome. Literally.
Great job, honey.
That's me.
Looks like so much fun.
Because I can't comment like stuff that I would say because I don't want him to like not understand.
Right.
He's an old man, respectfully.
Right.
And look, I want him to not think it's like spam or something he doesn't even know.
Yeah, you don't want to be like run me over like a truck because then he's going to be like, oh, violence?
Exactly. And I need him to know that I'm coming in here softly to him.
Yes. So
I just comment on one of his pictures, Illy. That was it. Like not even anymore. I was just like, Illy.
He liked it.
I was like, not King Kenny.
I cannot believe Kenny or the Kenny the. Ortega. Oh my God.
And then
with the picture I was gonna say, there he is. On the set.
And everybody, all of our listeners were like in my DMs, like, holy shit. Girl, this is big. This is huge for the podcast. I'm like, this is huge for the podcast. And they're like, when is he gonna come? Like, when is he coming on the podcast? I was like, I'm manifesting. We just gotta.
We're one step closer.
Yeah, we are.
We are one step closer to
slow
having Kenny Ortega right here next to Ryan.
Slow and so right here.
Oh. You know what's so funny though? You know how like we talk about like the 7 degrees of like how close are you connected to someone?
Mm-hmm.
I count this now as like 1 degree.
1 degree.
Because he liked your comment.
Yeah.
So okay, I period. Am now 2 degrees away from Kenny Ortega.
Right. Right. Yeah. How do we
take it to the next level?
I was literally going to say, like, because we talk about him, like, on the Instagram, and we tag him, and we do, you know, and we obviously talk about him on the podcast, but, like, what can we do to get, like, to get more attention from him?
I know, and you know, especially
as a child, what can I do to get more attention?
What do I need to do?
What do we do?
I mean, I guess start tagging him. Like, actually, yeah, like, do we actually tag him?
We do.
Well, then maybe that's how he recognized us. He's like, oh, Ryan from 20, whatever.
I know her.
Don't say that. Imagine if maybe, he was like, oh,
maybe
I know
we
her.
Add him on LinkedIn because I bet he doesn't. Get
not
like,
LinkedIn.
Like no, that's tea.
Spam on LinkedIn.
That's right, so it's LinkedIn. True,
but I would never think LinkedIn.
But that's tea. I like that.
Idea.
Yeah, I like that.
Who would add you on LinkedIn?
Right,
that's a fucking genius. Yes.
That's genius. And you know, his what is that called? I guess his resume.
Mm-hmm.
years
it's
long.
Every movie. It's like
every
one, two,
every
all
movie
the
ever.
History of cinema.
Yeah.
All Kenny Ortega. I'm dead.
Which, by the way, I want to hop in with another like online, like I'm a closer degree moment. When you went and you met one of my favorite food.
Oh yes! My God, yes.
Okay, so Sierra,
as we all know,
went to Disneyland, freaking Disneyland. And wait, on the creator's trip. That's what we want to call it.
Right.
This creator's trip by Disney, and you got to meet other creators. And Sierra got to meet one of my favorite creators, Mei Mei, who is this food blogger originally from San Francisco. And she like always posts about her and her food and her cute boyfriend, Bird. And like, I just like know her. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I know her boyfriend's name, like information.
Their
I should know.
Social relationships.
Shouldn't know.
Right.
But Sierra then met her on the trip, and then you got that photo. And I simply was like, Sierra Schultze has taken a photo with her. I'm so much closer. Like, I'm that much closer.
Right.
And in that moment, I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to, like, just shoot my shot, and I'm going to message Mei Mei and be like, you know what? Period. I am living for this meetup. Like, that's all I got to say. I just want her to know that I'm so happy that she met Sierra.
Right.
Mei Mei messaged me back and said, oh my God, Paloma, I listen to you every Wednesday. Like, I'm a huge fan of 20 whatever and all this stuff. And I just can't believe she knows who I am.
And wait, didn't she literally call you Halloweena?
She calls me Halloween. She knows.
She's probably listening. Do you talk about this right now?
God, Mei Mei. I didn't realize that.
She's listening.
So,
hey, Alyssa.
So I'm at Disney and I'm, you know, meeting all the other creators and Mei Mei and I start talking and she's like, oh, I'm like the biggest fan of your podcast, 20 whatever. Like, I am a diehard listener, never miss an episode. I love Ryan and Paloma. So I didn't know that you were like a fan or a viewer of hers. I'm just like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. Da da da. And then you message me. You're like, oh my gosh, she's my favorite. I'm like, you're her favorite.
Right.
You didn't know that it wasn't one-sided.
I know. But like, that really shows you how many people we don't know that like listen to like us and just like.
Yeah. Didn't she follow you also too?
She followed me back on Instagram.
I'm like, there was something else.
So just know now, like, so after she started following me on Instagram, I was like, okay, well, now she's following me. I need to post like some poppin' content, like she's watching, like I'm stressed. So just know, love you so much, and I'm such a fan. Oh my God. Okay.
That's so cute.
Halloween is fangirling.
No, truly.
I love that.
But you know what? That's just like you just said, like we don't realize who's like watching and like how many people are actually watching because we just went to the Sabrina Carpenter concert. Which was lovely. Sabrina, girl, you did that. It was amazing.
House Down Boots.
And House your down outfits, boots. So good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it because we were struggling.
Especially, and I don't mean to hop in this,
please.
But I just want to say, like, I kind of did feel on the older of the scene. I mean, you know, and I knew that going into it. I was like, it's kind of going to, like, an Olivia Rodrigo concert. It's, like, that kind of age. So I was prepared for that. But I was like, oh, my goodness. Like, I gotta like, fit in and wear what the young kids are wearing. What are we doing?
we definitely showed up and we were like,
Yeah. But you know what? We were old enough to buy alcohol. So lines were empty. There was no alcohol lines, which was really nice.
Which was great. That is true. So, but we ran into a viewer while we were there. And she literally just like ran up to us and gave us like, she was like, oh my God, I remember you guys talking about how you were going to go to the concert. And I was hoping that it was going to be this one. And I listened to you guys while I like paint, and it was like she was so cute. We took pictures, we posted them. We'll post them here. But it was we forget that like other people listen to us. Yeah,
it's like mind blowing, and that's my favorite thing about like meeting viewers. Each person who's watching the video is a full person, who is choosing to take time out of their day to like watch what you're making.
Yeah.
And when you get to meet people face to face, it's like just it really, really brings it into perspective.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
It felt like out of body for me. Cause I just remember just being like, oh, thank you so much. Like, thank you, whatever. And then I was like, what? Like, what are we talking about right now? Like, you're saying that you're a big fan of me. I'm like, I'm like,
we're at a Sabrina Carpenter concert and you're wanting a picture with me. I'm losing my shit.
I know. I'm like, don't you want a picture with Sabrina Carpenter? her caption. Take it away, please.
It was so sweet. Her caption that she tagged us in the post was like, I had the best night ever. Like, I got to see not only Sabrina Carpenter, but I also got to meet my favorite podcasters. And I was like, I got to be in the same sentence as Sabrina Carpenter. And I also.
Yeah. But it was, I mean, and when that happens, you just like remember like what it is we're doing.
Yeah.
And like how amazing it really is. So if you ever see us in public, please.
Say hi.
Say hello.
Yes,
say
please.
Hi, hey.
Or hello.
Or just, hey, bitch.
Yeah, that works too. I will respond to that.
Which
yeah.
we did think of you, Sierra, at that concert. They played the 10-minute version.
Oh, my God.
And all the girlies.
Of All Too Well?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. They love it, it. We might as well have been at a Taylor Swift concert. Every person in the stadium was standing and squelching at the top
Which
of their lungs.
Which, I think it was because they were trying to buy time. Because Sabrina was like pretty late. And then all of a sudden, right before the show starts, they're like, let's play a 10-minute Taylor Swift
Someone
video.
Someone backstage is like, I know how to buy time. All Too Well, 10-minute version, Taylor's version from the vault. It'll make the bitches go
they
crazy.
They all stood up.
And they lost it.
And they were like, I wrote like an oath that you broke or something. I was like, oh, that's the line Sierra loves. Or what's the line? What's the line? I kept you like a...
Kept me like a secret, but I kept you like an oath.
Yeah. See, that was the part.
That was them. That was the
Or the other part was the page. Fuck the patriarchy. Yeah, whatever. That part. I was
you
like, oh.
You were tossing me the car keys. Fuck the patriarchy.
Yeah. All the girlies knew that word. Yeah, I'm like, funny you know that one, but.
It was wild.
Oh, yeah. You guys went to the concert on 420, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I don't know a lot about Sabrina Carpenter, but I know that she always changes that one line in her song based on where she is.
Yes.
And I saw on TikTok the line switch that she did for the 420 show. And I was like, that was so good.
I honestly hate to say it. I don't really remember. I don't remember because it was the last song of the concert. And at that time, I had already had a few tequila sodas. Yeah,
Nonsense was the second to last song. So yeah. that was like the song that we were like, we want to hear
for sure.
That was
like the one, yeah.
They played that second to last. And I was like, all right, we need to get going because like the Greek theater is like.
Oh my God,
Greek
impossible.
Theater's like you have to hike up. And so the Ubers won't go up the hill. So you have to walk down. So I was like, all right, girl, we got to get out of here before that last one. And so we were like.
We were singing nonsense like as we were leaving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was cool though. I love that she changes that lyric.
It was cool.
We have like, it on footage. Fun. Whatever it.
Okay. Well, you definitely we have to because go your sister archives
because your sister asked for that, and I remember like drunkenly be like, "Get out your phone. Your sister wants this."
Yeah. Yes. It was so great though.
Such
I loved
a
it.
Good time.
Yeah.
And the week before, I went to John Mayer.
Saw,
not even like planned though. My friend was like, "Hey, it's in LA, and will you be my date? Please come." And so I showed up, then I was like. Foot felt like 5 feet from John Mayer. I was like, girl, what do you mean we're row eight? Like eight down there on the floor? Yep.
Wow.
So big shout out to Emily. She's a huge 20 whatever viewer.
Oh, yes. Emily, we love you.
Every Wednesday, she checks us out. So love
Emily
you
and Kaya.
Yes.
Emily and Kaya. Kaya's
and
her dog.
So I had the best time. And John Mayer, I want to say, he is still killing it.
Paloma.
What are you about to say?
I hate to say it.
No, my God,
but
stop.
You know this has to make us
mortal
enemies.
Oh, my God,
not this tea right now.
I know.
This tea.
I think we have to fight.
I think
to
you should
death.
Fight right now.
Right now.
Take yeah, off, I think. I think. Take the gloves off. Take the
arm wrestle.
Yeah. That's how we solve disputes here.
Yeah.
But oh no, my gosh. That's so fun.
Well, actually,
it's so great for you. I'm so glad you had so much fun. Happy for you. Good for you.
Well, let me actually tell you that I feel that because there was a part of me. Back in the day when I liked John Mayer, remembering seeing a interview with him on MTV, and he was talking about Your Body is a Wonderland. And he was very upset with how the portrayal of it. And in that moment, I was like, why is he so mad that he seemed like a nice guy or whatever? Like that
kind
of
said that it made him look like soft or whatever.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I don't like. And then I remember hearing that and being like,
stupid.
All right. And then it kept going with all the girls and all the drama and stuff like that.
It made you look soft. You write acoustic love songs.
Right.
Your body is a wonderland.
Right. And also, the girlies like a little softness.
Yeah.
So I think you're trying to appease the wrong crowd. Trying to feel like you're trying to please your boys.
Yeah. So when I heard that, I was like, that wasn't, I was like, dang, I don't know if I'm a, what's it called, a John Mayer anymore. And like all this tea with the girls. But I don't think I ever got like in the drama.
We were too young, I feel
I think that might have been it. But I was like, I just knew he's not very as nice to the girlies there or something.
He does have such like a good soulful voice though. I saw him once, I think at the Del Mar Fair. Because remember how they used to do those like free tickets? Like if you came on the day of, they'd either be free or like $5 or $15.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think was just like a, we want to fill the seats so maybe the artist isn't embarrassed kind of thing.
Right.
But I saw so many cheap or free concerts there. I think John Mayer was one of them.
Yeah. Nice. He was amazing live. Like he's an absolute vocalist,
Because wasn't it just like him? It wasn't even like a band.
He didn't even have a back band. It was just him and his guitar. So he was, and by the way, like I told Ryan, I was like, I wasn't aware that he puts his whole like body into it. He's not just like, so obviously you get tired from singing so long, but he's not just like standing there singing. He's like, he like moves a lot and like is like a vocalizer. Like, and I don't know how to say that without being like he does that, but he does. Like he'll have his guitar and he'll just start like making weird sounds. But like, it's a part.
He's like feeling it.
He's in it, and he has his eyes like closed a lot. So I'm like, oh, he's a, like a closed eye singer, but he just like feels it. And it was just such raw, beautiful music and chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss. I love that. Eventful as hell.
Absolutely. I know we've been so busy.
So you guys moved.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
And well, we didn't specify whether or not we were going to be living together or not in the last episode that we talked about it because we didn't know. And as you could probably tell from our reactions just now, we did move apart from each other.
Ryan and I are no longer living together.
Yeah.
Spread the soundbite. Let everyone know.
Yeah. 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 Literally. I'm like, send it everywhere. How's it been for you?
Oh, God, I miss you so much. It's so stupid. Like, it feels like referring to the Sabrina Carpenter. You used a fork once. Turns out forks are fucking everywhere.
Yep.
And it just everything makes me think of you. Yep. And it's sick.
Yeah, I literally, like, I was, like, fine. Like, I was, like, sad about it. But I just, like, was so busy with, like, actual moving stuff that I, like, didn't allow myself to, like, really think about it. I was like, I don't have time to, like, think about this. I need to, like, get the movers and get the thing and do the thing and like all that stuff. And it was like literally up until like the night before. Like the night before my boyfriend Ryan came over. So it was like the four of us at our, you know, at our apartment with boxes everywhere. Like place was a fucking mess. but we were like, let's just like get drunk and sing songs and hang out. Like this is it. Like tomorrow we're like moving.
Yeah.
And we hung out and it was great. We took pictures. It was so sweet. And then I went to bed and Ryan was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, like I'm okay. Like it was immediate. Like I was like, yeah, I'm fine. And then I like started sobbing. I was like just crying. And he was like, there. there. It's okay. And I could not. It was like, it all hit me. Cause I had been like, I don't have time for this. I don't have time. Like in my mind, like get away. And then it was just like, the reality was I'm leaving tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'm not bringing P with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was sad.
I know. I think it hit me when I saw her empty room. That's, you know, when that, because she moved out all her stuff the day right before. Mm-hmm. We had our movers split up, so we didn't have so many movers at the same time. So she got her room emptied first. And then I remember she left and like walking in her room and I'm like, this is, like that must feel like how parents feel, you know, like when your kid moves out and you go into their bedroom and I was just like,
not there, I know.
I wanted to fall to my knees.
I was gonna say, you start singing empty chairs and empty tables.
Oh my
There's
God.
There's a grief
scream.
That can't be spoken.
I'm dead. literally
empty
that.
Empty chairs and no tables.
And no tables where my friends.
Oh my God.
Actually, that song actually works a lot better. Perhaps. Maybe I'll be dramatic. We haven't turned in the keys just yet.
We haven't turned in the keys just yet. So we have to go back for inspection or whatever.
And you can do one last little walkthrough.
Mm-hmm. We haven't said our goodbyes. I mean, here we are. I see her every day.
I'm just kidding.
whatever. I was like leaving and I was like, okay, I have to go to my new apartment. Like, I'll see you like, I don't know, in like a few days or whatever. And we were like, okay. Like, I could tell that we were like, is this like.
I was like, I'll see you later. No.
This isn't the goodbye. So we were like, all right, bye.
Yeah.
But literally I get in the car, we're driving back. And I was like, just sitting there and I was like, looking at Ryan. I was like, I'm sad. And he was like, it's okay. And I was like, yeah. again. And then I sent a picture of me so ugly crying. And I was like, me right now, like.
But show the hands so when you're crying for the video viewers, how you cry.
Oh, yeah. Like this. I was just.
the whole ride,
I was just like trying to not let the tears. So I was just wiping. And then I was like, enough. Let them flow. Just let it flow.
There's so much to be sad about and so much to like feel with that kind of transition. But what do you think is like the biggest thing that makes you feel so sad about this change? Is it like kind of closing that chapter of your life? Is it not getting to see Paloma every day? Is it leaving like that space and that apartment?
It's definitely, I think for me, just like I hold so much like value in our relationship and in your opinions and your advice. And it like, and it's indisposable. Like I can get it whenever I need it.
Yeah.
And I look and I get it face to face. So you get to like really hear and feel, you know, me. And I feel like I'm going to miss that a lot. But also I miss just, I already miss just like the chillness of it. Like we don't have to plan anything.
Yeah. You just walk into the living room.
Literally. Yeah. And now that we have to thing. Like plan. Because yeah. she lives about 25 to 30 minutes from me now.
Yeah.
So I can't, we're not just popping up.
Yes, that is the number one thing that I have now noticed of our newfound friendship, because mm-hmm. we never had to, we could just literally, I'd wake up in the morning, knock on your door and be like, hey girl, so what time are we? Whatever the heck.
Yeah.
And now when I, like when we leave each other, I'm like, okay, so I'll see you when. Like when you said that, you like, she like left at the house and was like, okay, so when am I going to see you? I'm like, I don't know, in the living room sometime. What do you mean? I'll see you around.
I know.
So now we just like, have to plan
stuff,
which
yeah.
is so weird.
Which is weird. And it can't, like, also our, like, play dates have to, like, end at some point. You know?
Yeah,
they can't, like, roll over into just, like, never-endingness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to go home. You have to go home.
I know. Well, I actually just had Ryan over
yes.
to my place for the first time last night
yes.
because we were going to drive up this morning to come here and shoot. So we were like, all right, we'll sleep over. And so I was like getting the house ready and everything.
Yeah.
And then boy, Ryan came up to me and he's like, are you so excited to have your friend over for sleepover? I was like, I am.
Aww,
I was yeah. like, she's coming over and I can't wait to just show her and like
yeah.
play.
And it was so fun and cute and it was amazing.
I know. It was so nice to just be like, okay, good night. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yes. And then we got to drive up here. It's well, and now I feel like we're just going to cherish the time we have together more and like not take mm-hmm. it so for granted, which I mean, that happens, right? We live together. So we were like, whatever, I'll see you when I see you. Like we don't
right.
have to, but now I'm like, where are you?
Right,
I need you.
Right.
I need you.
I feel
so
that.
So now we're just FaceTiming all the time also.
Yeah.
No.
And I feel like, I'm sure there's like an element of like fear of like, okay, now we have to be intentional about our time. Is it going to be as easy? Are we going to be as close? But I feel like you guys have such a strong foundation of your friendship and such a close bond that, like, sure, the proximity made it easier.
Right.
But you're still going to be just as close.
Oh, right. yeah.
Just different.
Yeah. yeah. And yeah. I was also thinking, too, like, I didn't realize how heavily I relied on you and Boy Ryan to, like, be my friends.
Mm.
Like, I moved to LA, like, mid-pandemic, and, like, we couldn't do anything or go anywhere. And so I only had you guys to hang out with. And then when we all lived together, I like did not do as much. I didn't reach out to my other friends or try to make other friends as much because I really didn't feel like I needed to.
Yeah.
Now I have to either reach out to some people, try to make some friends, or wait until I see you to like have any social interaction at all. So that's one thing I think I'm going to have to like really try to like go out of my way to hang out with other people and like meet other people.
And I feel like summer's an easier time to do that. I'm glad this transition is happening for you now.
Yeah.
Because summer is, you know, the seasonal depression is leaving. There's all,
right.
especially in LA, all these activities
mm-hmm.
that you can go do, whether you're meeting new people or like an opportunity to go do something with a friend you already have. I feel like it's a lot easier than if this happened in like October,
no,
November,
totally.
December, and you're just like,
I'm hella depressed.
Yeah. I'm hella depressed. It's cold. Like,
yeah. So I feel like,
yeah.
I feel like you're
That's
really
cheap.
Set up for
yeah.
success with this happening at this time in your life when you have like, such an exciting kind of world opening up for you with like your YouTube channel and like us all doing the podcast together and your new, not even new relationship anymore.
Oh yeah, that's tea.
Just
yeah.
relationship.
Just relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. yeah that,
it's
yeah.
a good time for you.
I think so. I think I'm excited. And I also really love my new neighborhood so that I
good.
Think it's going to be a lot of time spent out just like exploring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Meet your neighbors.
Yeah. Oh, well, yep. I can hear them.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
But, you know,
You've
apartment
gotten
life.
To know them intimately.
Uh-huh. Oh, no. Uh-huh. Apartment life, you know.
Right.
So, whatevs. But, but yeah, good times.
And how are you feeling about the move, P?
I have been avoiding it so much. I'm just like, it's not happening. I already told her. She's like, I'm so sorry, but I just will not address it.
Yeah. No, yeah, I know. Literally.
Instead, I think I'm more on the I'm fine. I think that it will come because we have to give in the keys on Friday and we're like going together. I feel like that's what I'm going to be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But even like the day that she was leaving, I was like, oh, I'll see you tomorrow. Like I just have
yeah.
not allowed myself to be like, oh, we're moving apart. So
yeah,
I'm very much avoidant.
Yeah.
Because like I know it now, I guess. maybe, but I doesn't feel like I've accepted it because I don't think enough time's passed. It's only been three days since we've been apart. So like this is
it's really new.
It's which next time we like meet up here on the couch, we are gonna not have been living together for like a hot minute. So like we'll be getting together more like reuniting here on the podcast. Like conversations that we would have updated.
Like in real time, probably like won't happen as often.
Right.
Yeah. We'll have a bigger update in a few weeks.
Yeah, y'all gonna come in with the real drama, unnecessary drama. I'm like, and my man, I swear to God.
No, literally.
And how do you like your new place?
My place is just gorgeous. And I am so happy with this. If like Ryan said, she showed up and was like, this is like a little gem. And I'm just.
Yeah, it's giving hidden gem for sure.
It just feels so special and it feels really good. And moving in with my boyfriend for the first time, so like it's a new step for me as well, and like just living with my man, you know, like I've never just lived with a man before,
right,
so I can tell that I'm like, this feels right. And I was just telling Ryan, like, this is a really nice step for us, and it's just feels so good. So I'm really happy about it all.
Oh,
and
good.
And
I'm happy for you.
I know, yeah, it feels like it's so weird. And I'm like, is it because it's not cold anymore and I step out into the sun and I feel happy for once? And I'm like, but the seasons are changing. It just feels like, I don't know, like a new but good growing
weird
spring.
Changing spring. With the season.
Yeah. Spring has sprung and so have we.
Period.
Spring is springing. We've got the birdies chirping. The plants are growing. The lives are changing.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, has your life changed at all? What you got going on?
You know, my life hasn't really changed. I've been busy, but like good busy. We've been doing a lot of little like weekend trips. The past 2 weeks, Steven was essentially gone like almost the whole time. He came back for 2 days in between. He had like one trip, home 2 days, gone again. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it was like me and Grace for a while, and we just had so much fun. And it was just great. We went on a weekend trip with Kenzie and Harlan that was like
so cute.
So special.
I know. How was that little girl's getaway?
Gosh, I want to do that every year if we can, even if it's just like staying in a hotel nearby or going on a little camping trip, like just doing something together. It was just so special. And like, I never would have thought that like traveling, you know, solo parenting a toddler on a trip could be relaxing. Like, that sounds ridiculous, but like, it was like relaxing at times because the kids would play and we'd sit back on the beach and watch the sunset and watch them play. Or, you know, we'd be in the Airbnb and they'd be running around playing together and we'd get to talk. And I'm like, this like never happens.
You're like, this is so nice.
Yeah. You know what I was just thinking when you were saying this? I feel like we might need to have Kenzie on the podcast and we need to do like a best friends like versus best friends situation.
Like playing the newlywed game.
Yes.
That would be so dope.
Oh, right? We should do that. Yes.
Oh my God. Okay. Right? Okay, we have to do that in the next batch.
Yeah. We have to. Yeah. We have to.
I love
was
it.
Just because you know, I was thinking, I was like, imagine like having kids with your like friend at the same time. Like
that was going through my brain. I just like that feels just so like that is should be treasured and feels so special. Like I would do anything to have a baby, if I were to have a baby, at the same time as my best friend. And I know she's not looking to do that, so it's just unfortunate.
I'm sorry, I know, and I feel, maybe I will just because I feel bad.
I'm like, please.
It is really special, though, and it's cool kind of in two different ways in that, like, it's really cool to see Grace and Harlan become such great friends because, obviously, Kenzie and I are such great friends, and they really have, like, a special bond.
Of course.
Like, Grace talks about Harlan more than anyone else. Like, she so just cute. Adores Harlan. The entire trip, they were just hugging and holding hands. And, you know, Harlan is almost 2 years older. So Harlan is very much, oh, baby Grace, come see this. Here, baby Grace, I got this for you.
Right.
And Grace just eats it up. She thinks Harlan is like the coolest kid in the world. And Harlan is, I think, because her younger brother is Grace's age, she knows how to like play with a younger kid and interact with a younger kid and kind of meet them where they're at. And so they're just adorable. And then I think on the other side, for both Kenzie and I, it's cool to see your kid love your best friend.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like, I think Kenzie's amazing and cool and fantastic. And then now to see Grace think that too. Like, Grace reaches for Kenzie. Grace wants to play with Kenzie.
Yeah.
And I'm the same way with Harlan. Like, Harlan and I love, and especially with the age she is now, we'll goof off, we'll run around, we'll roll in the sand. Like, yeah. We went on the Ferris wheel together, and it's cool to, like, have your kids bond, but also bond with your friend's kid.
Right. Right.
Because it's just like that extra level of, like, you guys aren't friends anymore. It's like family. You know? Those are like your, like, you know, yep. Like, that's Auntie Sierra. That's like, right. She's grown up with you and trusts you and loves right. you. So it's like,
just like
we're
mom.
Beyond, we're, yeah, we're just beyond friends now. That's like mm-hmm. blood at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially because Grace doesn't have cousins. Because on both sides, she's the only grandchild.
Right.
And she has kind of been adopted into Kenzie's family's cousins group. Because not only is she close with Harlan and Harrison, but their cousins are also Grace's age. And then aww. Grace does ballet with one of the cousins.
Oh my that's
so
God.
Cute.
So, like, we'll go to, like, all the city events together. And, you know, we'll go do their cousin things and stuff. We did Halloween with them. And
oh, fun.
That is so much fun.
It is.
I want that so badly.
It's like, even when you don't have blood family, you have chosen family.
Yeah? Right,
right. And so it's been cool to see Grace kind of grow into such like a strong bond with my best friend mm-hmm. and right. her family.
And both of those girls are just going to have such, like, looking up to both of you. I mean, even your yeah. friendship. I mean, just seeing you and Kenzie interact, mm-hmm. like, they see that, and the way that you guys care for each other and love for each other. Like, yep. they're going to see that and
yeah. And yeah.
take notice mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and know.
Yeah. I was also thinking, like, I know that you've said before that, like, the older Grace gets, the more you, like, love the relationship that you guys have, and it's, like, so much more fun and everything. Yeah. So hanging out with Harlan, who's older, like, is that, like, just make
it
you
is.
So excited?
It's like a glimpse of the future, and right. it always has been. And it's crazy now, because when Grace was born, I remember looking at Harlan and being like, wow, when you are here, like, where Harlan is, we're just gonna have the most fun. Right. Like, I had so much fun with Harlan. Grace is now older than Harlan was when Grace was born.
Oh.
Like, Grace is there.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
and you're having so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then now, like, seeing Harlan, she's, you know, she's so communicative and so sweet and so loving. We were on the Ferris wheel and she grabbed my hand and she said, Sierra, I'm so happy to be here with you. I just love you so much. I'm having so much fun. I love you, Sierra. How do you not just melt into a freaking puddle?
That's so cute.
That's so cute.
That is so cute.
I'd pass
cute.
Away.
No, yeah. literally.
And I was just like, I love you too, Harlan. I'm having so much fun. And she's like, me too. And then she's like, hey, mom, we're having so much fun. Like, just so sweet. And I'm like, someday Grace is going to look up at me and say, I love you, mom. I'm having so much fun. Like, that seems so far off, but Harlan is there.
Right.
And
right.
and I think that has also made my bond with Harlan so much stronger, because when you get to, like, really talk to a kid.
Right.
And hear what they're thinking and ask them questions, and it's just amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Has Grace developed more into her language? Is she a little bit more chatty?
She's definitely a lot more chatty.
Period.
And she, right now, her thing is she, like, really latches on to, like, certain phrases or word combinations or things that happened. And so one of her things that she's, like, fixated on is when we were on the trip, Harlan got sand in her eye, and so she needed to take a bath to get it out. I'm not kidding. 30 times a day, she just looks at me and she goes, Har, I, sad, beach, bath. I'm like, yep, we went to the beach. Harlan got sand in her eye. She had to take a bath, and then she was happy. And she's like, yeah. And then moves on. But there are, like, 10 things like that that she brings up so many times every day.
She right. just, like, remembers and stuff.
She just remembers.
But also, that's, like, that's a sentence. Yeah. Like, you yeah. just, I know what we're
she's
talking
like,
about.
She's like, girl, do you remember when Harlan got Harlan?
Yeah. yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like, TBT. And you're like,
she's like, that was right. crazy, huh? She's like, yeah. You repeat it? She's
exactly.
like,
That's exactly what she's doing. It's just that. Hey, remember this thing? Oh, that was crazy.
That was crazy,
yeah.
right?
Right.
And then you're like, said yeah. it, and she's like, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. And then she moves yeah. on. The other one that she's fixated on right now is so funny. We were at Disneyland a couple days ago with my mom, and we were going to go on Pirates, and Grace was feeling a little bit nervous about it. She usually loves Pirates, so we were just kind of talking, and we're like, you know, yeah, it's, like, a little bit dark in here, but, like, you love this ride. It's so fun. If you don't want to go on it, that's okay. What do you remember about this ride? So we start talking about the things we like about the ride. We're like, my mom's like, I like the part when there's all the torches and there's a lady chasing the pirate with a stick. Ha ha ha. And I was like, I like the part where there's the stinky man in the pig pen and he's rolling in the mud. Grace goes on the ride. She likes it. She's having fun. the entire rest of the trip, now going on 3 days, at least once an hour, she goes, ride yo-ho stinky hut. Every time. And I'm like, yes, we went on the yo-ho pirate ride, and there was the stinky man in the pig pen and the hot fire. Yo-ho ride hot stinky.
That is so funny.
It's so funny.
I love that. And I love that she's like clearly communicating that to you.
And I never know what the next thing is going to be.
Right.
Because one of them she's been fixated on since the retreat. When we went on the retreat in December.
Oh my God.
I took her to this place called the Living Gardens after we left in Palm Springs, where she got to feed a giraffe.
Okay. Mm.
And she loved it. And she always asked to like look at the pictures and the videos of her feeding a giraffe. Anytime she sees a giraffe in a book, a giraffe toy, at the zoo, on It's a Small World, they have like a giraffe in one of the scenes.
Right.
She points to it. She can't say giraffe. She just kind of says like, jih. She goes, me eat.
Like I fed a giraffe.
I don't think there's any way she remembers now, 6 months later, feeding a giraffe.
Right.
But I think she said it almost every day for 6 months. So she knows that there's some sort of association between her feeding a giraffe.
A giraffe. A genius, honestly.
I was going to say, honestly, her memory is...
It's wild. Yeah. Wow.
I know. Like, that's just so interesting. Baby. Like, really, like, I really, like, if she had, like, the words for it, I just want to be like, really, what's going on? Like,
yes,
yeah, I just like, want to ask you, what are you thinking about?
Thinking?
Like, on the daily, I just want to know. Just give it to me.
Sometimes when, you know, when you, like, look at kids, or, like, just, like, watch them play or whatever, and they stop, and they're, like, thinking, and you're, like...
I know, catching a kid looking in the distance.
Like, then they're just, like, you're, like... Please, I need to know what we're doing here.
Yes. And she's so fun to watch play because she'll talk to herself now and do pretend play.
Oh.
So I'll just sit back and watch her and she'll be like, oh, it's okay. Like, and she like talks to them and I'm like, you have a story in your head.
Right. Yeah.
I wish I could know what it was.
Right. Right. Does she I don't know if like this is like an age thing, but like, do you ever like mess up the storyline and she's like, that's not what we're doing here? You messed it up.
Not yet with the storyline because it's still very simplistic.
Right.
But definitely with what toy I'm supposed to be.
Right.
Like if I'm playing with the giraffe, no mama, beep, beep. I'm like, oh, I'm the car.
Right.
Okay. Mm. Got it. And then she's like, I am the giraffe.
Remember, the giraffe. Eat.
Yes, eat.
Me,
I,
eat.
She's
me,
like, eat. I and this giraffe have a connection.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if you know, I've told you every day that I have fed one. So I don't know why you would think to be the giraffe.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That's
funny.
But
yeah, that's what's going on with me, with Grace. I just feel like I'm in a really good stage in my life right now. And I keep thinking back to the podcast episode that we did about New Year's resolutions, I think it was. We were talking about like our goals for the year. And I was like, honestly, I feel like just like the title for this chapter of my life is like finally thriving. And I feel like that couldn't describe what I'm living right now more. I just feel like I've settled in to motherhood. I've kind of settled into my life, to my work, to like even things like 20, whatever, like, we've now been doing this for a while. Like, we're settled in. We're thriving.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just, it's so peaceful, but it's also a little bit anxiety inducing of like, I know this can't last forever.
Mm. Right.
Like, what is, something's gonna
like
have to.
Like, you're waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to not because I'm like, this is amazing.
And enjoy enjoy the peace.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's also why I wasn't expecting to talk about this on this episode, but I think I want to. That's also why I've decided to wait a little bit longer to start trying to conceive again.
Mm.
I feel like I really want to live and just settle into this kind of peace and this like thriving time in my life without kind of throwing another wrench in. And I would like, I hate to even describe it that way, but pregnancy, childbirth, having another kid is a huge change in your life. And I just want to make sure that I kind of let myself have this moment of like happiness and ease before I'm like, okay, I'm ready to do this again.
Yeah.
Right.
So originally I thought I would already have like had another kid by now and I'm just not there yet.
Yeah.
And so we've decided to push it off a little bit longer. I don't know how long, you know, maybe a couple more months, maybe another year, but I just know that right now I want to live in this for a little bit more.
Yeah. I mean, that's a complete mindset shift.
Yes.
Like, even just like, okay, here we go. We're going to like start this now. Like, that's a whole other thing. And I think also too, like, you don't know when it's going to come either. That's the other thing, right? Like, you could plan it as much as you want to, but like, it'll either, maybe it's going to come sooner than later, or maybe it's going to come later, or maybe it doesn't come.
Yeah. And that's exactly it too, is even best case scenario, right, is I get pregnant right away and I have a healthy pregnancy and have a baby. Best case scenario, that's still a lot of stress and change.
Right.
Worst case scenario, I go through, you know, miscarriages again.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like, that scares me a lot. And I'm working through that in therapy right now. I've noticed that, especially with like my therapy, I have tried to kind of cast out my like childbirth trauma and fear of miscarriage, because I'm just like, well, we're not trying yet, so I'll
we don't need to
keep that closet closed. Mm. And I'm like, but maybe I'm not ready to try because I haven't addressed that closet that is bursting with trauma.
Right.
And all when you start realizing some shit, you're like, dang, am I? Oh, no, no. Close your eyes. Yeah,
I know. Don't look.
I'm like, I maybe have a little bit of trauma from childbirth, but with that, we'll touch on that later.
When I'm ready, yeah. Later. That's a later. And here's the thing. But when you keep putting later and later, then it's like, oh, God.
I'm like, she's about to be two.
Wow.
She's about to be two. I'm like, come on, Sierra. I think it's time to open that door.
Yeah.
So I'm working through that. It's a lot, but I'm happy to just give myself permission to kind of like live in this peaceful time right now.
Yeah. Well, we don't know what it's like for any of that, but I can speak for us both when I say that, like, obviously, like, if you need a moment where you're not even talking about children, well, you know where to find us. Yeah. You know, if you're like, I just need to not like even do that, we'll do some shit.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just, I mean, obviously.
You start calling, all right, ladies, I'm driving up the 5 to LA.
Yeah.
I'll be there in an hour. I said, okay, quickly make the brunch, the invitations. Let's go.
Literally.
Get out the dress. We're going out. Yeah, pour out the drinks. Let's go.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. Well, thank you for opening. I mean, I know.
Thank you for sharing that. I didn't know I was going to either.
But that's good. And it's, I think it's good to, I mean, just acknowledging, like P said, like when you start realizing, you're like, it's one thing to not know.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We said in the previous episode, mm-hmm. you may feel like you can't climb the mountain, but at least you're seeing it.
Yep. Yeah.
And I was going to say, for a long time, how would you even know that you had even a little bit of inkling of worry of like pregnant, like of the birth and all that? You wouldn't know, because you're like, oh, it's not even on my radar. So like, why would I be looking for a mountain? Like,
yes.
It's clear.
I think especially because I didn't have postpartum depression.
Mm.
And I kind of expected to, because I have a history of depression, and that makes you like so much more susceptible. And I had a very difficult childbirth. I had, you know, 60 hours of labor and the unscheduled C-section. And I expected to have postpartum depression, and I didn't, which is wonderful.
Right.
So glad I didn't.
Yeah.
But I feel like because I didn't, I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah, right.
I escaped. I'm alive.
She's like, I got you. She's like, don't you trauma. I thought you got me.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, maybe you're ignoring what happened pre.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, we don't want to look at that. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So I think more of my fear is about, honestly, more of my fear is about like how my life is going to change with two.
Mm-hmm.
But it is compounded by the idea of getting pregnant, miscarriage, giving birth. Do I want to do a scheduled C-section or a VBAC? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A VBAC is a vaginal birth after cesarean. So.
Okay,
after
period.
C-section.
I was like, VBAC.
VBAC.
Call the VBAC.
Maybe, I don't know.
I have the choice to do either or, but there are a lot of medical things to take into consideration. And it's also like a very hot button topic. Like, people feel very passionately on both sides. So.
Oh, okay.
I know.
That's tough, because you don't really have a choice, do you? Like, always?
There are people who have to have a scheduled C-section. I don't think there's any reason you would have to have a VBAC. I think the VBAC is more like, hey, I really want to have a vaginal birth. I don't want to do another C-section. There's also the issue of like, at least what my OB told me is they don't recommend doing more than 3 C-sections.
Oh.
Ideally, she said only 2, because the scar tissue builds up, and they don't, if you want to have 10 kids, and you have a C-section with your first, you kind of need to do a VBAC.
Mm-hmm.
But VBACs have increased risks. But then other people say, no, they don't. The C-section has more risk. And then there's just a lot.
Right.
I mean, that alone, like, am I ready to have a cut kid? You're like, well, am I prepared to risk my life? You know, like, yeah. that's really the truth. Yeah. That's, like, that's actually the truth.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Like, it's more than just, like, delivering the baby.
Yes.
Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's the I feel like I pretty quickly shut down this, like, cognitive distortion, but I did have those thoughts, and I know a lot of people do, of, like, you know, there are people who believe that, like, if you have a C-section, that's not, like, real childbirth. Right? Like, huh? No, it's not real because right. you didn't, like...
So what is it? It's fake?
It's fake, I guess. Right. Yeah.
Awesome.
You know?
Okay. So what, the doctor pulling a baby out of my stomach is fake?
Right.
Right, right. Okay.
It's also me going like that. Yeah. Just, that's how you
that's
get
how the
it.
Doctor yeah. It's a claw game. Yeah. But,
that's
yeah, there's...
fucked up.
There is some of that, which I think I obviously is wrong.
Right.
But it is, like, kind of uncomfortable absolutely. To, like, even yeah. talk about my C-section online, because it is sensitive to me, knowing that there will at least be a couple people who are like...
And like invalidate it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or I remember after I had my C-section, I remember I saw a couple comments that just really bothered me and mm-hmm. they shouldn't have, but they did, of like, well, at this point, after I gave childbirth, I was already doing this, you know, or why is it so hard for you after, you know, your C-section to do this, and I'm like, what? I don't know.
I'm sorry, babes, that I don't have it as great as you. Like, simply, also,
but, like,
can't
why
you
is
have
it
empathy?
So hard?
I know.
I just had a baby.
I know.
Yeah. Like,
you're
I don't...
doing the best you can. Like, yeah. I think that is something that, like, I can't even, like, tolerate, because it's like, you should do this, you should do that. Girl, you know I am literally trying my hardest and doing what I can. Like, with the whole breast milk thing, oh, you're not really. I said, I don't want to hear it. Am yep. I doing the best that I can for my child? Yes.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
I don't care what you can do or you can't do. I can't do that.
That the whole breast milk debate, I just get so heated, because I'm like,
why?
There is nothing wrong with formula.
Right.
Nothing wrong. But also, if you want to breastfeed.
Do it.
You can breastfeed. Why do we have to vilify the other side? I think whether it's like breast milk or formula, like, we all need to just allow people to do what works best for them. But I think the problem is there's a lot of hurt and defensiveness on both sides. And I think for a lot of things in parenting, like breast milk or formula, like we said, VBAC or C-section, you know, a lot of that comes from defensiveness of, like, I don't want to feel like my choice was invalidated by other people encouraging
the other thing.
The other thing, right? That if people put too much emphasis on formula is great, there's nothing wrong with formula, formula is awesome, then it's like, well, did I make the wrong choice?
Right.
Should I not have done breastfeeding? And breastfeeding so hard, I want to make sure I feel like that was worth it.
Right.
And that was a reason. And I understand that line of thinking, but I think that just leads to so much hurt.
More hurt.
For parents.
Yeah. Yeah, so much more. Because that person who's so hurt about that is literally hurting another mother, a new mother.
Right.
Yeah. Like, she is new to this space. And my God, I hope I have so much grace by everyone, because I would rather want that than being like, how could you do that? I'm like, girl, I am...
Yeah.
On a thread.
Right, literally. And I was also thinking too, like, I mean, I know you get this too sometimes, the comments and vlogs, like, just parenting styles in general. Well, we don't do this thing.
Yeah.
You should do this thing, because we did this and it was actually perfect, and what you're doing is actually
right.
not helpful.
Steven actually jokes about that a lot, because he's like, everyone just wants to believe that what they're doing is the best for their kid.
Right.
Of course. That's
right.
What we all want. But I think nowadays, and this is what Steven always says, there's like a lot of buzzwords in parenting, right? Of like, we're Montessori, or we're Waldorf, or we're gentle parenting. And it's we're doing this because I want to set my child up for success. And it's like, well, of course you do.
We all do.
Everyone.
So yeah. Steven's always like, I'm parenting the Steven way, which parents who really care about their kids, that's just what we do.
Right. Right.
And when that's like the way it is.
That's, yeah. I mean, that's what they're doing the same thing. Yeah.
And I think there are definitely things that are not optional, right? Like, I don't think there's any way you can rationalize like hitting your kids.
Right.
To me, that is wrong, no matter what. But the vast majority of parenting things don't fall into that category.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They fall into the, like, what's going to work best for your kid and for you as the parent.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so, like, just because it's, you know, the perfect way to do it this way for your kid doesn't mean it will be for everyone.
Right. And that's also, like, really crazy, because how could you even think that this is going to work for every single kid?
Yeah.
You, yourself, look at your friends who live their life and you're like, well, that just doesn't work for me. I have to do it like this.
Yeah.
Right, because we're all individuals. Yeah. We're all different. And all these children, different.
And, yeah. And what's interesting, like with parents that have more than one kid, they could all tell you that each one is so different. And they're like, oh, so you're telling me you have different kids and it had to be different. You had to be different with each one.
Right.
How could you not think that me, another person, another upbringing up other place, has to do something different? Why?
Right. It's just delusion.
It's just giving lack of empathy. Let's just do that.
Yeah.
Let's just and have just some more empathy in that space.
Business. Like who even?
Yeah.
Listen, if the kids are eating healthy, fine, I love that for you.
Like, let's put our energy into, like, other things about children. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Truthfully.
Yeah. Like keeping them safe at school.
Yeah.
Let's put our energy into that.
Let's do that. Turn it up.
Turn it up. Anyway.
What a discussion.
I know. Also, I know we kind of jumped over this, but because we were talking about spring stuff. It's giving garden vibes.
Yes. Actually, for both of your new places, I want to send you home with a little seedling if you want to grow it on your porch or your patio.
So
I totally do.
Yes. I have. I did this for Kenzie last year, and she had like a thriving tomato plant on her patio, and her kids loved picking them and stuff.
Oh my God.
I have jalapeno peppers, if you'd like that. Bell peppers.
Love.
Tomatoes or cilantro.
Oh my gosh, so girl.
Send you home with your little seedling. God,
are you going to send me with instructions also?
Yes.
I don't
but
know.
But the instructions they're easy. Just watch. I did the hard part.
I need instructions.
Instructions will be sent.
I need
a care packet.
Yes.
It's like water once a week. She's like, oh my God,
I'm like, Sigebra, what do I do?
No, but the garden's been good. I've been having so much fun with it.
Yeah.
It's just fun to like, I don't know, grow something like from scratch, from the seed of like, even though last year it was successful, I still had that same thought that I did last year of like, so like, there's a good chance that like literally none of these are going to sprout. Like I just put the little seed in the dirt.
Right.
I watered it. I probably did something wrong. It's probably not going to sprout and that's fine.
Right.
And then they do and you're like,
oh my God.
Oh my God.
She's like,
I did that.
And then they start producing fruit and vegetables and you're like,
holy shit. Am I God?
I
know. Yeah.
So they're just now almost ready to transfer into ground because I started them inside.
Well, right.
So that they, you know, they're a little more delicate in that stage. Mm-hmm. They're almost ready to leave the nest.
Right.
So we'll see. And then shortly after that, I'll be getting some fruits and veggies.
Oh my gosh.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask, what's specifically in season right now that you're seeing in your garden that's like really thriving?
So what I'm doing right now is zucchini,
yum,
tomato, bell pepper, hot pepper. The hot peppers are new for me this year. Bell peppers did not do so well last year. I got a couple, but it was like a lot of work for just like three bell peppers.
Right.
Giving them one more shot. If I don't get a lot this year, I'm just not going to do bell peppers again. Cilantro, sunflowers. I'm really excited about the sunflowers.
That'll be nice.
Yes.
And basil, I think, was the other thing. Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Just like cooking with stuff from your, like,
I know that's
imagine cutting a tomato or a zucchini. You're like, I made this.
I literally felt cooler than ever when I showed up to 4th of July last year being like, I made this bruschetta myself with all the stuff from my garden. Like,
that's like boss energy. Honestly, it's giving like, am I better
than everyone?
Kind of gives that. Like, and like, fair.
Oh, this is grown from my garden. From my garden.
Also, I remember you had a lot of, what are those things called that eat your peppers?
My tomato hornworms.
Yes.
No, fuck those guys.
Yeah, dude. For real.
I don't curse all that much, but I save it for the tomato hornworms.
Fuck them. They're huge.
They're ruining your stuff. Like, bad.
They were so big.
They're
and gross looking.
Oh my God. I did not know about that. Yeah. Why do you know about her worm problem?
Because she watches the vlog.
And I saw one. I saw it. And I was like, ew.
So I have a strategy this year. So supposedly, if you plant marigolds nearby, they don't like the scent of that. So in literally half of my seed trays that I started indoors, marigolds. And I'm going to plant them at the base of the tomato. So it'll look pretty.
Right.
But hopefully.
It'll keep those guys away.
Love that.
Yeah. Supposedly basil and marigolds. So I'm growing both.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So we'll see.
Bitches.
Yeah. What are they called again?
Tomato hornworms.
Tomato hornworms.
My arch nemesis.
Tomato hornworm. Yeah. You need like a, in the vlogs, whenever, if you see one, if they come around, you need like
a sound
Sierra
effect.
Versus tomato. It's like. Sierra versus tomato hornworm.
And it's like a picture.
Yeah.
GQ.
Yeah. Yep. Wow.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, they're gross.
Yeah.
They look like caterpillars because they kind of move like that. Mm-hmm. And they're like green. They're like really gross looking to me.
I'm out.
But I don't do bugs regardless, so it all just looks nasty.
Oh, we're also doing, we're putting in some native milkweed plants because that's supposed to attract monarch butterflies.
Oh, okay. Get into her
and
butterfly.
And y'all been going to the butterfly thing,
yes,
right?
Oh my gosh, it was so cool.
I'm scared of that.
Of butterflies?
I'm not scared of butterflies, but it just kind of feels,
it's like
the flutter, like it's just a kind of like stressful. A lot in my
Well, and then you have to
face.
Remember that that is a caterpillar with wings.
And that's gross.
She's like, and honestly, that's worse.
And honestly, that's tragic.
Yeah.
Like they're pretty and I'm like super, like I think they're so lovely and beautiful. But me, like to so many and to be on me and be like right here, I just can't, yeah. I don't, this is like probably like not even true, but I can just like see butterflies in my eyes and I'm like, that probably doesn't happen, right?
Are you okay?
No. Surely not.
You with the fish, you with the butterflies.
Yeah. It feels irrational a little bit. I feel like it's probably irrational.
But when I think about their little legs and their little antennas, I get it a little bit.
Honestly, I don't know if you guys are SpongeBob watchers. You are not. You're not.
My mother never let me.
You know that episode of SpongeBob where they get a close-up because they're like, oh, the little caterpillar. And then they didn't know that the caterpillar grew into a butterfly.
Yep.
So they thought the butterfly ate the caterpillar. And then they zoomed in on a real butterfly's like face.
A real
and
life it was
like,
one.
And I was like, oh. So I think that's why I have trauma.
And it's stuck with you.
Yeah,
they
think
call
so.
Those imprinted memories. When it's like a random thing, like the fact that you remember that close-up of the butterfly from SpongeBob, like there was nothing like monumental about that moment for you, right? Other than the fact that it traumatized you.
Yeah.
But it just sticks with
imprinted
you.
Imprinted on you.
Imprinted.
Just like how Jacob did with Bella's baby. That was the first thing I thought of when you said that.
You named my daughter after the Loch Ness Monster?
God, when people, have you seen people like mock, like mimic that?
Yes.
It's so funny.
Well, and you know, it's been over a year since we watched it together. And that kind of like kicked off
the podcast
before it was
Bro,
21 whatever.
Oh my God, so TBT. Right. Wait, okay. I don't know if this is true or not, but I saw that they're making a Twilight show.
What? Yeah. No way. I mean, I believe it because everything gets a reboot.
It's Vampire Diaries all over again.
Yeah. That's so, I don't know if that's true.
Do you know if we have any of the same characters from Twilight?
That's not what it's giving.
Boom.
And because then I'm like, well, I don't really.
Yeah, it's just Twilight with nobody from Twilight.
Unless we dive deep into like other people's stuff. Like if it's gonna be let's get into like Alice's vibe. Like what's she got going? You know, like let's get into what we're doing here. Cause otherwise, are we just gonna do a show about the plot we already know from Twilight? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I just read it. Also, that could be fake news. I don't know.
No, it's happening. And I know that Robert, I'm on Twilight TikTok. Don't ask me why. Robert Pattinson. How do you say his name?
Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson is not coming back. He instead booked a different vampire movie. That I think is, like, he's not coming back. And I might eat my words. No, but like, no one hates Twilight more than Robert Pattinson.
I know. The interviews are so funny of him. Them being like, oh, like, tell us about. And he's like,
and then Kristen also
she's
crazy,
like not
her
into
acting
it,
well if it does come out we should do a watch party
absolutely 100% and we need snacks that are representative of like the situation.
Have you seen those parties where like people like it's like a party but everyone makes like a signature cocktail like about their ex or like about their favorite artist or something? What if we did that but of like things from Twilight?
Love it.
Like you could do a drink and call it like the Where the Hell Have You Been Loca. You could do
Where Have You Been for Loco?
Oh my God. Wait, Jess, write that down, please.
Write that down.
Oh my God. No, we totally have to. I love that.
That'd be so good.
Send it.
Send it on.
Yep. On and on.
Just wanting to be another. And with that, that is going to be it for this episode. Thank you guys so much for watching or listening wherever you did that. And wherever it is, make sure that you are subscribed. Following whatever the thing is on the platform that you prefer to watch or listen. Follow us all on Instagram. Those will be linked in the description. Follow 20 whatever on Instagram, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.